Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. A year ago tonight, exactly, Occupy Wall Street was being evicted from their makeshift home in Zuccotti Park. This is from a post that was written at the time by Barbara Morell. In the hours since the New York City Mayor, Michael Bloomberg, sent in riot police to clear out Occupy Wall Street protesters from Zuccotti Park, stories of media suppression have been flying. But this one quote from the New York Times really encapsulates Michael Bloomberg's respect for the First Amendment. Rosie Gray, a writer for The Village Voice, recounted telling a police officer, "I'm press," she said. The officer responded, "Not tonight." I guess we'll just hold off on all those pesky rights until it's more convenient, or not. At this hour, a hearing is being held on the temporary restraining order issued earlier this morning that allowed protesters to return to Zuccotti Park, an order that Michael Bloomberg has ignored. Stay tuned. As it turned out, of course, Zuccotti Park was emptied and Occupy Wall Street was disbanded. But they were not forgotten. I should add that exactly 1 year later, the Rolling Jubilee, an Occupy Wall Street venture, has raised over $250,000. This happened last night. It canceled out more than $5 million of outstanding public debt for American citizens across this country. It looks like Occupy Wall Street is still going strong. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.